Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
If I had to choose a favorite pop star, it'd be Britney. She's probably the only person who loves coffee more than me. She's the reason I still wear Uggs.
But really, our love of Britney's boots and bops is not why we schlepped to the courthouse for her hearing today. We're here because, for a while now, we've been consumed by questions about Britney's conservatorship.
Food delivery, especially American Chinese food, is super popular on TV because it makes editing a scene where characters are eating so much easier to shoot. Think about it. When your actors are eating out of those iconic white takeout boxes, you don't have to keep track of how much food is leaving a plate and putting that food back after each take.
In general, we don't ask people about why their bodies look different, whether it be weight or, you know, because there's lots of ways to talk about those differences and understand them without asking people to kind of explain their body.
Get set for samples from these three podcasts today: Toxic, the Britney Spears story, Dish City, and Cincinnati Children's Young and Healthy podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. From the title, you may not know that Toxic, the Britney Spears story, has a happy ending. But the fact that it does, not only doesn't spoil it, on the contrary, it gives hope. Toxic hosts comedians Tess Barker and Babs Gray take a look at Spears' first and second marriages, her infamous 2007 public persona, and the absurdity of the media's reaction to her shaved head. But Toxic isn't just about Spears. It's also a call to arms for people with disabilities, a story about power, sexism, and isolation, and a reflection on who has the right to make bad decisions. Here's a sample from a gateway episode of Toxic called Toxic. Britney wants out of her conservatorship, but how did she wind up in that to begin with? And what will it take to hashtag free Britney? Babs and Tess have been digging into these questions for years.
That's me, Babs, pressing the wrong button. It's June 2021, and I'm entering a parking lot at the Stanley Moss Courthouse in downtown Los Angeles.
Welcome. Just saw a girl with pink hair. Assuming she's here for the same reason as us.
And that's me, Tess. Babs and I, along with, presumably, that girl with the pink hair, are Britney Spears fans. I've spent a lot of nights dancing to Britney. Many of them have been in Babs' living room.
Truly, there is just nothing better than throwing an epic rager at your house and just at the right moment, you drop "Till the World Ends" and everyone just goes off.
Beyond house parties, Babs and I have listened to Britney on road trips. We've seen her live in concert. If I had to choose a favorite pop star, it'd be Britney. She's probably the only person who loves coffee more than me. She's the reason I still wear Uggs.
But really, our love of Britney's boots and bops is not why we schlepped to the courthouse for her hearing today. We're here because, for a while now, we've been consumed by questions about Britney's conservatorship. And we've been here many times, searching for answers.
The Stanley Mosque Courthouse is a dingy government building, the kind you don't notice until you have some reason to show up there. There's usually litter blowing around out front, buses pulling their air brake, people waiting to get through the security line.
But today, it's more colorful than usual. There's shocks of pink on sunglasses, tank tops, posters. There's an electricity in the air, and a bigger crowd than we've ever seen here. Because today, Britney Jean Spears herself has asked to address the court about her conservatorship. We really don't know what she's going to say, or if we'll even be allowed to hear it at all.
We spot homemade signs that read, "Attention, Jamie Spears, get out of Britney's life," and "Where is Britney's money?" People dressed in pleather pants and old Britney concert tees circle up.
Got some cheering going on.
Free Britney!
What do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Free Britney!
What do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Free Britney!
When do we want it?
Now!
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. I am so proud of this movement.
A sample of Toxic, the Britney Spears story. For more, check it out at the Start Here podcast collection from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. The podcast Dish City is a podcast for the food curious part of all of us. The show covers both the pleasure of eating and the exploitation of gig workers by big tech companies. Hosts Ruth Tam and Patrick Fort talk about the rise of DoorDash and its toll its business model takes on many restaurants and delivery workers. Dish City pours over the logistics of food delivery, debates the meaning of takeout, sends its hosts out to work as drivers, and asks why the billionaire founder of DoorDash started the business. Tam and Ford are desperate to find a real solution to a broken system. Let's sample an episode of Dish City with a look at why delivery is a thing. Nothing about the process saves money, and it doesn't make the food taste any better. And yet platforms like DoorDash and Grubhub doubled their revenue during the pandemic. So what's the history of this weird system? And in this clip, Ruth Tam discovers why Chinese takeout seems so particularly popular.
Did you remember to ask for the chicken with broccoli to be diced, not shredded?
Yes.
Even though the menu description specifies shredded?
Yes.
Brown rice, not white?
Yes.
Did you stop at the Korean grocery and get the good hot mustard?
Yes.
Did you pick up the low sodium soy sauce from the market?
Yes.
Good.
And there's actually a reason why American Chinese delivery food is so popular on TV.
One of the reasons that Chinese food is so iconic in American movies and television show is this idea of like continuity.
That's Jennifer Ately. She's the author of The Fortune Cookie Chronicles and the producer of a documentary called The Search for General Tso. She told me that food delivery, especially American Chinese food, is super popular on TV because it makes editing a scene where characters are eating so much easier to shoot. Think about it. When your actors are eating out of those iconic white takeout boxes, you don't have to keep track of how much food is leaving a plate and putting that food back after each take.
Right, and you can't tell how much food is left in one of those white Chinese takeout boxes.
Like, here I was thinking that everyone was so into food delivery, particularly Chinese food, but Jennifer's saying it's more of a production decision than a reflection of how people eat in real life.
People don't eat out of takeout boxes, generally speaking, right? Like in television, you see, like, you know, they're in the police station and people are eating out of the takeout boxes. But like in reality, that's like a terrible idea, right? Because you have like meat and rice like separately, like you actually want to mix them together. And so you actually have, you know, disproportionate representation of how often like New Yorkers ate like Chinese food as a result of movies and television relative to real life. And so then you have this entire kind of world like thinking like Americans eat out of like takeout boxes. And to the point, sometimes this company, Foldpak, will get like requests from people in like, I don't know, Belgium or like South Africa, because they're like throwing like an American style party and they wanted to take out boxes.
A sample from the episode of Why Delivery is the Thing with the hit podcast Dish City, available now on the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. In our local podcast creator spotlight today, it's Cincinnati Children's Hospital's Young and Healthy podcast. Young and Healthy features thoughts and perspectives from Cincinnati Children's experts, patients, families, and even kids on all things pediatric health. It's a lively conversation about current health topics and issues that affect kids today from one of the nation's top children's hospitals, Cincinnati Children's. Here's a sample of the Young and Healthy podcast from the episode called Talking to Kids About Disabilities. In this clip, Dr. Kara Ayers and Susan Wiley, both from the Division of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics, talks about how kids with disabilities are faced with questions from other kids.
I'm always interested, too, in how kids answer these questions when they're asked. I mean, I very much remember I grew up in Kentucky and remember a lot of kids coming up to me and saying, "What's wrong with you?" And my mom empowering me from a pretty young age that, depending on my answer, sometimes I would give them a spiel about, you know, I have osteogenesis imperfecta, but sometimes I would look at them and say nothing and move on. And my mom very much empowered me that both were okay. And I think that's important, too, if your child is on the end of receiving those questions. How you ask matters. Mm-hmm. You know, what's wrong with you is almost never appropriate. Also, you know, I encourage kids, too, to think about that in general, we don't ask people about why their bodies look different, whether it be weight or, you know, because there's lots of ways to talk about those differences and understand them without asking people to kind of explain their body. And so I've talked about that with kids on both ends, kids that are frustrated that they feel like they're having to explain their bodies, but also kids that have genuine curiosities and it would be helpful for them to know. And so let's figure that out without them having to get that information from other kids who may be in different phases of their development. You know, I sometimes younger kids are more comfortable with that than they are when they hit, you know, teenage years, and then they're not as comfortable, and that's okay too.
That's a great point, because I think, you know, little kids are kind of honest and abrupt, mm-hmm. and then they move on, and that's not a big deal. But as you get hit those preteen, teen years, and just the things that kids are learning at that time about socialization and fitting in, and, you know, there's a lot of desire for privacy on a lot of things. So that's a really good point.
On our local podcast feature, Cincinnati Children's Hospital's Young and Healthy Podcast. Listen now on the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Just click Start Here Collections. Before we end, let's take a quick look at the Apple Podcast to see what podcasts are bubbling up around the nation as presented by iTunesCharts.net. Well, this news podcast is from Serial and the New York Times, so it's bound to be a hit and a worthy listen. It's called A Trojan Horse Affair. A strange letter appears on a city councilor's desk in Birmingham, England, laying out an elaborate plot by Islamic extremists to infiltrate city schools. The plot has a code name, Operation Trojan Horse. The story soon explodes in the news and kicks off a national panic. But who wrote the letter and why? Reporter Brian Reed and journalism major Hamza Saeed quickly discover that's a question people in power don't want them asking. That's from Serial and the New York Times, The Trojan Horse Affair, a mystery in 8 parts, up to number 1 on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about A Trojan Horse Affair and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.